Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is yours truly, the Doc, coming live from one of my best friends' garage. He should be joining us a little bit later on, but I do have two of my best friends here, Darius and Dre. We're getting ready to just chill out and have a little fun. Unfortunately, tonight, y'all can't call in and speak with me or my guest on tonight because where I'm at, my board's not working. So, but anyway, we're just getting ready to chill and listen to some music. This first song is one of my favorite songs. So y'all just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. I've been on the radio again, probably about 3-4 weeks. Sorry about Friday. Something had came up to where I couldn't do the show the way I wanted to do it. So, but we just here. My boy Dre, say what's up, Dre.
Hey everybody, this is your boy Dre. Just talking to Chris Radio Show. Hope you got many listeners out there listening to us tonight.
Yeah, we're just about to be chilling and hanging out, you know. Old friend, I'm waiting for my real old friend Angel to come here to business. This guy has an empire running directly out of his garage. It is just powerful. You can get ready to do if you need your car fixed, if you need your grass cut. That man, he got everything going on. And then, see, I'm his best friend, so it's my job to, you know, get him on his feet since, you know, I'm doing my own little thing as far as radio advertising him for the city of Saginaw, and then eventually we can get him across the world. But, you know, that's going to take a little step by step. And so we just going to do it. Dre, what's been up, man?
Nothing much, you know, the average working 9 to 5, every average man's wannabe thing. Just chilling.
This guy has connections all over Saginaw. Gotcha. But let me tell you what he did. This guy got connections everywhere, right? He threw his phone where all his connections was in the Saginaw River.
Had some phone, maybe, man.
Then listen to this, because I know I got some listeners that work at NextTier. He got mad because he was getting ready to get hired in the NextTier at the end of the month, so he threw his phone because they dropped a call.
Yeah, that call was important, man. It was a NextTier position, you know.
I know.
Everybody's dream of being.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great benefits out there. I got a lot of friends out there.
Exactly.
But then the connection that I want to let people know about 18 and over, am I correct,
yeah,
with MMR. This guy knows the CEO of MMR.
Yeah.
And he graduated with the class of 2011. He's sitting behind me in a class, and I didn't even know he had the connections like that.
Yep, yeah, man.
So, but I'm trying to get him to get me in there, but he's pulling my leg now.
Come on, man. Come whenever you're ready. Just go down there with me. Get this job.
I've been ready for 3 weeks, man.
We need to get this job. But not only you on this job, but other people out here. It's more than what they see in the streets every day. I'm telling you.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. That is some good connects, man.
It is.
Great connects. Oh, yeah. It works at the YMCA, so it's connections there.
Yep.
If y'all hear a lot of smacking, it's because we're in the garage, like I said, and it's a whole bunch of mosquitoes. Just all around.
Things
yeah.
Horrible.
We try to get some music going.
Yeah, let's get on that action, matter of fact. Let's go a little Al Green in here. What about that?
And then when Darius gets back, we're going to talk about a lot of business things also.
You know what I'm going to do with all for the people? Stand a lot of DJs. You know what? That's about to be the thing.
That's about to be the stuff, man.
Yeah, about to be the thing. Just listen to
them. Wait for while that's playing, I'm going to gather up the crew, so y'all just roll back. I'm Angel Hoso Vega has made it to the show. Angel, the Empire guy, has made it into the studio. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm all right, man. It's been a long day, but I'm all right.
A lot of people don't know how far we go back. We go all the way back to pre-K. I got so many stories I can tell y'all about us. We've been through thick and thin, man. So tell them what you're trying to do, my man.
Trying to make a lot of money. How you trying to do it, bro? I got my own lawn care service right now.
Now tell them what you gonna name your own lawn care service.
The lawn enforcement.
He got another empire. Tell him about the mini bike that you started.
I started building a mini bike a couple weeks ago. And it's a work in progress. And it's a long step to get to the finish line. But the thing about me is I'm willing to take every single one of them steps.
Right.
That.
Right. Okay. So if I line up people for you to get this thing jumping, will you take that opportunity?
We already started. The opportunity has been taken already.
Now, everybody that's here has seen his artwork, correct?
Yes.
So y'all saw his artwork. This man can draw some bad pictures, y'all.
He really can. I'll give it to that.
Some bad pictures. I seen, when I was looking at his pictures, I seen NBA players, bridges, flying cars. It was just, it's amazing when you open up his little folder that he's been working on since he was about 16 and had that folder. And I know that.
Yeah, that's true. I've been drawing for a long time. Since I was a little kid, I got a lot of artists in my family. 7 brothers and 5 sisters, you know. I got a lot of talented people in my family.
Has anybody in here, because this is a question for everybody, has anybody been a juvenile?
I think one time.
What time was that? I don't know if I know.
Man, some bull-ass, you know, because.
He was in there with.
Yeah.
What?
When I was going out, he was just getting in there. Like 2 days before I got out, he just got in.
I didn't even know that. What you go for?
Domestic violence.
Who were you fighting?
Let's not say all that on the radio.
Okay, all right. I'm pretty sure I know, though.
But yeah.
So how do you feel? Was that a place that you wanted to be?
No.
So little kid,
I mean,
go to school.
That's it.
Go ahead and talk about it, Darius.
That's good. You like how I'm saying that?
Yeah.
I mixed it up for the point. I got Vatos here, Kenny Black.
Oh, that's Drake. Fat Black.
I call my man Kenny Black.
That's Big Black.
Yeah.
That's Drake you talking
that's
about.
His name, yeah, right. Kenny Black. So, this is how we do in the project.
Keep talking. You didn't even
realize that. Man,
go ahead. About school.
Keep talking. Now, what I want to say is.
Go ahead.
Now, we on the record. We're off. We on the record, and this is radio station 59.1, Chris Carter. Now,
oh, man.
Go ahead, dog. No, man, you can't mess me up, bro. Oh,
nah, I say.
Come on.
recording. Keep talking. Please, bro, talk. Bro, we get some listeners.
Can you
talk, bro? We got some listeners, bro. I promise you that, bro.
Who's listening
Come
to this
Come on, bro,
show?
Please. Now, we're going to start back with the show. It's going to be...
The ring and...
Go ahead and talk, bro.
We're going to have a 50-minute commercial.
I'm trying to do is establish an idea that you can make it only if you want to, though. That's the point I'm trying to make on tonight's show. It says take over the world is a topic that I put out there. People I'm sitting with today got the knowledge and can do this if they want to. Darius, I need him to talk and stop playing with me. We got a minute. We got 11 minutes left. We gotta give it to him straight and tell him the main facts of life, man. Cause you've been on both sides.
The meaning of life.
What?
what's the meaning of life, man?
Spread the word.
Spread the word of what?
Let niggas know what's going on. A lot of shit is wrong because it's kept, you know.
Secrets are starting to move out.
Right.
Dude, we can't talk about the Illuminati. Right?
Why not? I mean, yeah, that's a long discussion. Cause
see, we can get to some in-depth stuff, make you look at your lives.
Like, yeah, like with, yeah, that's dude, a that's big topic, and we only had 30 minutes, man.
Yeah, spare that.
See, when I get up real tight, man. I'm trying to tell you, that's when I can do that, the 3-4 hour shows, and we can just chill just like this.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man, that's a straight. Hey, come on now. Let's stay focused. Dre, let's take
focus.
All right. So, about the Illuminati. We only got 7 minutes, man.
We not going to talk about them. You motherfuckers is killing.
Okay. All right.
I'm kind of hurt radio, but that's the thing they doing out here in these streets.
That's a hard topic, man.
The Illuminati is not right in my life. But the Illuminati, we were talking about that. We were saying, now, we got Jamaican people out here, I don't mess with no African. If you ask me, I don't mess with no African. If you say something else about the Illuminati, they coming.
They will come.
Man, that's a heavy topic, dude. I don't even want to get into
all
it.
All these music videos you see nowadays, you see the Illuminati symbols every time.
Oh, bro, y'all is talking some mad knowledge. See, I bet you there's been a whole bunch of people calling right now, but my board is messed up, man. That's why we got to get Wi-Fi.
We got to change something. You guys want to talk about the Illuminati?
See, this is one of them shows, because I don't get people to call in. I get listeners, but I don't get them to call in. I'll show you after the show, because I have to wait. See, if I got callers, then we can continue a topic, but I got a 30-minute show, because I'm the only one on here talking. Bob Marley, man, that's a bad artist, man. That's awesome. I love his music. So let's relaxation. Bro, we just made our own pit in the garage, man. Bob Marley, listen to it. Pretty much the that's Angel Vatos Vega over there playing with the music. This is what we're going out to. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all start calling in. Then we can have some hardcore discussion, but I don't get people to call in like that. This one of them shows I'm going out there like, hey, you call in, we can talk. All right, don't touch the thing again, bro. Bro, you look like your daddy, man.
Whoa. I only heard that maybe 3 times in my life.
That's crazy.
And it's crazy because he, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
My uncle, but it's my daddy.
always gonna be my
daddy. You talking about your Uncle Johnny?
My dad.
Your dad. Oh yeah, you were adopted, huh? You were adopted, huh?
Tell him about your empire, about his empire. Hardcore what he's doing in here. Everybody can't do this. Hard job.
Every day. Everybody get their final goodbye.
All right, then, people.
Go ahead and say, no, I want y'all to go individual.
All right, man. My name, Angel Vato Vega.
All right, go ahead and say your last name.
The Master Connects over here, Dre.
Yeah, neither one of you. You got a Twitter.
Dr. Dre.
You got a Twitter,
They got Facebook. They got
Facebook.
Twitter.
But you don't really
know
Facebook either.
Ain't
you
the long here.
Look him up. Long Enforcer was the name of his business. Long Enforcer. Chamo just came out. What do you do, y'all? Chamolito out here. Yeah, man. Yeah. We going out to somebody that you used to know.
Shout out to my baby Chris.
Shout out.
For putting me on your show.
Yeah. Y'all have a blessed night.
Free my cousin. Free my bro.
Y'all have a blessed night. And God bless you a lot. Have a so happy and safe 4th of July.
Take care.
And remember, I always say, I love you with the love of Jesus. Good night.
I'm gonna go get the fucking eagle. Okay.